I'm Dave Lewis, and joining us on the phone is Riley County Health Department Director and Local Health Officer Julie Gibbs. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, we have been doing these reports for over a year now. Can you believe that?
I can't believe it.
Goodness gracious. Goodness gracious. Well, now, we haven't really talked about this publicly, but, you know, we have, I know it seems like, you know, things are improving dramatically where we don't feel that it's not necessarily, that we don't necessarily have to have these updates on a weekly basis. So today's going to be the last one, unless, of course, you know, we have some sort of a resurgence of the coronavirus. But first of all, thanks to you and all those that have participated in this these reports, Bob Koppel, we've had Vivian Uccello, David Adams, of course, you and Alice Massimi. Did I miss anybody in that list?
There's probably a few people you're missing, but I can't think of them right now.
Did we have Steve Land on one time, I think, talking about Wamego, if I remember right? So first off, thanks to you and everybody, and I know that our listenership appreciates these updates. We've been posting them on our website and sharing them socially on media, and there's a lot of information. And I saw your report yesterday, and it came out at a time where as I was at a group gathering, and let's just bring us up to date on some numbers. And I got to tell you, at that gathering, people were excited to hear some of the progress that we're making locally.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah. I'm also happy to announce that we've only had 15 new cases since last Wednesday, which puts Riley County at 6,309 total confirmed positives. Out of those, only 27 are considered active cases, and 6,246 have recovered. I'm also very happy to announce that as of yesterday, we had no COVID positive patients in the hospital, and we haven't been able to say that in a long time. So I'm very happy to report that. Also, our percent positive has stayed under 5% for 2 months now, and we've actually been under 2% for the last 2 weeks. We will have that updated percent positive out with our news release this Wednesday, tomorrow.
And I think the number that stands out to me is the total active number of cases is only 27 in Riley County.
Yeah, we have not been that low in a long time.
Not since we really got first started here. So, goodness gracious. Quite a year it's been. Well, that's... Let's talk about vaccines here for a moment, because, that is now apparently open to just about anybody, I understand, that's over the age of 16.
Yes, Kansas has moved on to phase 5. Since the health department only administers the Moderna vaccine, we can only administer those to 18 and over. So that is what we're advertising. But there are some other places in the county, some pharmacies, I understand, that have the Pfizer vaccine. So I encourage individuals, parents, if you're wanting your 16 or 17-year-old to get vaccinated, to check out those pharmacies. There's actually a really good site on KDHE website. If you go to kdhe.ks.gov, click on the vaccine link, and they'll show you a site where you can get vaccines, and also, depending on which vaccine you want, you can filter it out for that. But so far here, we've been able to administer 6,053 first doses, and we fully vaccinated close to 9,462 people. These numbers are, of course, what the county has administered. After reviewing data from pharmacies in the area last week, we did determine that we're close to about 40% of our population being vaccinated, right at around 37 or 38%. That means there are still roughly around 32,000 individuals left to vaccinate who are eligible, who fit that age criteria. And I am happy to announce that we started our new scheduling software last week, and it went very well. We hosted a few clinics last week with the scheduling software, and we are hosting two clinics this week, one today and one on Thursday.
Okay. Well, it's not too late to get tested, and wow, what encouraging news, especially with the numbers of folks that have been fully vaccinated. And you could just sense in the community, people seem to be more relaxed. They're still, for the most part, wearing masks in public settings. But that's not something that you want to necessarily discontinue at this point, is it?
Right. Yeah, we're still encouraging you to wear your mask. Actually, we just extended our county mandate. Order number 21 went out with the extension of that mask mandate throughout the county, extended through May 16th to follow the city's mandate. So continue to wear that mask, continue to practice all of those safeguards that we've been preaching all along. That'll get us all the way through this. We're still not quite through it, but we're working toward, you know, vaccinating the majority of the population. So continue to wear those masks and social distance and, you know, again, do all those things that we've been preaching all along. But yes, I've noticed a vibe in the community as well, just kind of an uplifting vibe. And that's so great to see.
Yeah, absolutely. What are you hearing from some of the neighboring counties and their battles against the virus and the numbers of folks that they are working with to get them back to better health?
Yeah, we're hearing some of the same things that we're seeing here in the county. We actually just had our region EOC meeting yesterday, so we were able to talk to some of those individuals from Fort Riley and Pottawatomie County and Geary County, and we're hearing kind of the same things, that they're noticing that uplifting momentum in their communities as well. They're getting people vaccinated. It's a great feeling all the way around, so it's nice to know that our neighboring communities are feeling the same way we are.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's bring us up to date on local health orders. You know, the mask mandate remains in place, from what I understand, until May 16th, which times out with closing of schools for 383 and K-State. But is it back to basically operation as normal with regards to businesses, particularly restaurants and bars?
It is. Yep, we've lifted all of those restrictions, so back to business as usual. We, of course, still encourage those businesses to take precaution, you know, make sure that they're putting in those safeguards that need to be put in, you know, wearing the mask, sanitizing, all those good things. We've actually had some businesses reach out to us to ask what they should be doing right now, and really our answer is what you should have been doing all along. You know, keep those things in place if you can. That would be great. Some of them are getting a little bit more relaxed, and that's fine. But we decided it was time to lift those restrictions based on our numbers and the percent that we're seeing vaccinated. Also with social gatherings, we've lifted that restriction as well. So I lifted the number of with limiting social gatherings. But again, we want individuals to be careful when you're going out and about, when you're planning a party, make sure that you have all those safeguards in place to protect everyone.
Do you feel like we're, you know, obviously, you know, we seem to be feeling like there's some light at the end of the tunnel. And it seems like it's just kind of ushered along rather quickly here within the last couple of months. Is that how you sense it?
Yeah, I do. You know, it's been kind of a rushed feeling with the lifting of restrictions and beginning to relax a little bit more. But I think that all comes with our sharp decline in our numbers that we've seen, and certainly what we're seeing around in the other counties as well, and those vaccination rates. You know, we're able to get people vaccinated just as quickly as we get the shipment in. We're able to get them in arms. So I think that's very important, and really, you know, there's multiple places in the area that you can get vaccinated at. So I, again, encourage people to check out the website, check out the KDHE website. If you haven't already filled out a request form on our website, please do that at RileyCountyKS.gov, and we'll get those vaccines in arms as soon as we get them.
Okay. Julie, anything else you'd like to add today?
Just a reminder to stay safe, and I really appreciate, you know, all the support that the community has given us, all the volunteers that have helped us out of those vaccine clinics. That's been a tremendous help, so thank you so much for that. And Dave, I want to thank you and your K-Man staff for all the support that you've given through this pandemic.
Well, that's what local radio does. You know, we try to keep everybody up to date on the important matters of the day, and, you know, there over the last year, there has not been anything that's more important than to keep everybody up to date on the local fight here against COVID-19. Julie, thanks again to you and all those that have helped us out with these reports. And hopefully, you know, we won't have to get to a point where we do these on a regular basis again. But we'll be ready if we need to address those issues here somewhere down the road, should that situation happen. But we're so grateful for all the work that you and everybody in the healthcare field, all the volunteers, all the folks that have helped out one way or another. And I don't know if you've seen this yet, but I would encourage you, and I would encourage you to share this also with all of your team. And when I say team, I mean basically everybody in the healthcare aspect. Yesterday on the CFA Awards, there was about a 10-minute segment about the local efforts against COVID-19. And, you know, there's a lot of testimonies in there. There's a lot of images in there that'll bring back a lot of memories. And I hope that that's something that that you can look back on and say, you know, wow, we've really somewhat weathered the storm, knock on wood, to date. But check that out at thecfas.com. So I think you'll get I think you'll enjoy that.
I will certainly check that out and share it with my team. Thank you.
You bet. Julie Gibbs, Riley County Health Director and also the local health officer with what, you know, keeping our fingers crossed is our last COVID-19 update here at News Radio KMAN. After the break, a look at a forecast, and then we'll be checking in with Mitch Wartner in our morning sports on KMAN.